Welcome to America Tonight. I know some of you are pretty chilly wherever you're listening to me right now. A lot of that wintry mix went to the northeast. Still, there seems to be not a lot of thaw going on between the House and the Senate and what's going to ultimately happen with this budget. However, it might get jammed through in the end. If you believe what you're hearing from the conferences, that's probably the case. So right from the get-go, we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News, Justin Duckham. Are you bundled up, Justin? How cold is it in D.C.?
It's pretty chilly. Today is one of the colder days. Yesterday was the first snow. And I'm actually talking to you outside because I have better reception, quite bundled up and trying to stay warm.
There you go. Well, talking helps. When you talk, it helps you keep warm. So speaking of talking, what's going on with Patty Murray and what's going on with Ryan? Because, of course, they're the opposite sides of this thing, and they're part of the trying to pull together this budget. Does it look like it's going to happen by the end of the week?
You know, it seemed pretty unlikely considering how far apart these two lawmakers were. You know, it's kind of hard to imagine lawmakers who are more diametrically opposed to each other, especially in this Congress. But it does look like there has been a pretty important sense of optimism coming out between the two parties over this. So it looks like there could be some movement on this before the current session ends in mid-January. So people are keeping a close eye on that. And, of course, this is going on with the backdrop of a whole lot of other things that people are trying to finish in the final days, including a deal on the farm bill and possibly extending unemployment benefits.
Yeah, do you think the farm bill and the unemployment stuff gets wrapped up? What I hear from my sources, I'll tell you what I hear, is that that will get wrapped up. Budget, just like you handicapped it for us, so you think that's pretty accurate?
You know, I have my doubts about unemployment insurance, but it does look like the Farm Bill is making some movement. You know, there is apparently a deal that has been struck regarding cuts to food stamp spending. Mm-hmm. Democrats in the House have apparently agreed to it as it stands now. We haven't seen any final numbers for that, but that's likely going to come out in a few days. So I'm more optimistic about that than I am on unemployment insurance. But it looks like, at least one of those things is going to be moving through. Or at least two of the three, rather, before, the final recess.
So the president is, that might be on the back of his mind, the whole thing that's happening with the budget and whatnot, but he's at Mandela's memorial, and is he going to speak at that?
Yes, he is. He's speaking tomorrow for about 10 to 15 minutes, according to White House aides. He's likely, according to them, going to be discussing the impact, of course, that Nelson Mandela had on Africa, as well as the impact Mandela had on the president's personal life, which is something, of course, that he had sort of dwelt upon once the news of Mandela's death came out, particularly saying that that was really his first involvement of, being a political creature, was rallying against apartheid and backing Mandela. And this is looking like it's going to be, of course, a very big funeral service. There have been comparisons saying that it's likely going to be the largest since Winston Churchill. And, tomorrow he's going to be on the stage with some pretty interesting characters, including the president of Brazil, who has previously walked away from some U.S. negotiations in a state dinner over NSA surveillance, as well as Raul Castro, who is going to be on the stage as well. So it's going to be pretty interesting. The president's going to be kicking off the ceremony tomorrow, and Jacob Zuma, who is the current president of South Africa, is going to be delivering the keynote address.
All right, one last one for you. We'll be keeping an eye on that, obviously. But going back to Washington for a second, Obamacare and the exchange, a lot of lawmakers are signing up for health insurance. Kind of flesh that out for us because, it seems as though this is a partisan thing. If it's the Republicans, they're saying they can't get into the website. If it's the Democrats, they're saying it's the greatest thing ever. So is part of this a ploy as far as what happens in an election year as we get into 2014? Or what's the scoop with health insurance and the people on the Hill?
Well, you pretty much nailed it right on the head. Of course, this is going to be a major 2014 issue, so it's not necessarily surprising to see such partisan responses to this. Previously we had, of course, John Boehner, perhaps being the most high-profile Republican, who tried to sign on, who in fact came out and said that it was exceedingly difficult, and it was only after a good deal of time was he able to sign up on the district's plan. And as a result, from what we heard from Democrats, of course, was, you know, this was actually a pretty good deal for a 60-year-old man who's a heavy smoker and somebody who is in a high-stress position. So it looks like we're going to continue to see the partisan responses that come out. Of course, having lawmakers sign up onto the exchange program, as well as perhaps a number of their staff, was something that was put forward with partisan intentions. So it's not necessarily surprising to see the political response that we've been seeing from this thus far.
Yeah. Justin Duckham, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again down the road from Talk Radio News.
Thank you.
So you heard Justin there talking about a couple of things, obviously, that are huge coming out of D.C., because the ripple effects that will wash upon all of us, especially when it comes to the budget, obviously. It's interesting, the tug of war over Obamacare, who says thumbs up and who says thumbs down and who's signing up for it on the Hill. But then also, of course, the big story is Mandela. 80,000 people are going to swarm the Johannesburg Stadium. And I keep talking about this security operation that has to be suddenly put into place because of all the world leaders that are going to be there, just all the people even that are going to be there. Four of Mandela's grandchildren are going to speak for the family, and all kinds of other dignitaries are also going to get up and speak. So our Perez gets his couple of minutes, as you heard Justin mention there. They're even putting up giant screens because the overflow will be so fantastic, they think. Not really knowing for sure how many, but maybe topping out at 140,000 people. They just don't really know how many to prepare for. They're just assuming that there might be that much. And this is something that had been in the works because Mandela was critically ill for months, as you know. So the announcement of his death on Thursday just kicked things into high gear, things that were already being started, knowing that this was inevitable, that this was going to happen. And just the massive amount of people that are descending that have been pulled into that area, 11,000 troops to help with crowd control, 11,000. And they're talking about how each morning his coffin is going through the streets of the Capitol in a funeral procession, if you will, to give as many people as possible in South Africa the chance to pay final respects. So 11,000 troops, that many heads of state, it's, you know, I don't know that that's as much a headache as just the massive amount of people. And it is a massive amount of people. And how interesting would this be to hear a conversation between Obama, the British Prime Minister David Cameron, the French President Francois Hollande, and Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai, especially since there's problems mixed in between all of that, especially with Karzai and the United States, because the ultimate farewell document has not been signed yet. And I believe that this is going to be just an incredible blowout that's going to be televised, obviously, all over the place. I'm sure if you're watching the Tube at any point in the morning, the Mandela celebration, well, they'll cut into that at significant moments. Maybe someone's going to run the whole entire thing. What else is happening across the land and the menu for the rest of this hour? That's coming up on the flip side.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 4th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1227.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1272.15, 636.08 for a half ounce, or 318.04 for a quarter ounce. That's 1272.15, 636.08, and 318.04.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Tonight, as we dive deeper into another week here on the show, coming up at the tail end of the hour, the mailbag, yep, always overflowing, always interesting, and a whole bunch of different things on your mind. A little bit of Obamacare, a little bit of Mandela, and some other things mixed in between. Surprisingly, and maybe because we have peaked out on this conversation so much, I mean, okay, we realize it, we are being spied on. Who knows how much? We know it's probably a lot. If you mention XYZ words, I went through about 50 of the words that you could possibly use in a conversation or email somebody that would put you on the radar of the NSA. But now let's just call it what it is. Most of us probably at some point have tripped up on that list, right? So now you have tech companies that are saying, whoa, 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 we need to roll back on surveillance. And who are the tech companies? All the big ones. Microsoft, Google, Apple, Facebook, LinkedIn, Yahoo, AOL, and Twitter. Twitter, which just had a huge bump in their stock. Because remember, they went on the stock market, about a month ago. So anyway, they all called on the U.S. to lead a worldwide effort, is what they're saying, to restrict the spying online. And they have a different plan. It was an open letter that was published in the newspaper. You picked up a copy of the newspaper today. Maybe you were traveling and through the ice storm somewhere, so you were reading everything you could get your hands on. You read the USA Today, you would have seen it. And they set up a website called Reform Government Surveillance that has all the talking points on it. Some of the restrictions call for an end to bulk collection, because remember, that was the whole thing. Well, it's bulk collection, and then we keep it for, you know, it's the metadata stuff, and we keep it for 5 years. It's just stored away, which means email, address books, video chats, all of that. All of that is stored, the bulk collection. So they want to review the surveillance requests with an independent court for any kind of a, if you would say it would be an adversarial legal process. Then also have public disclosure. Tell the public of the government demands for user information. So let them know as to what the frequency is, what it's about, and then some kind of framework to govern the requests across the national boundaries. So in other words, they want it all, and they're going to get none of it. I guarantee it. I mean, the one of the things that I read was, we understand that governments have a duty to protect their citizens, but this summer's revelations highlighted the urgent need to reform government surveillance practices worldwide. This was all part of the letter that was published. The balance in many countries has tipped too far in favor of the state and away from the rights of the individual, rights that are enshrined in our Constitution. This undermines the freedoms we cherish. You know why part of this is? Because Microsoft, Google, Apple, Facebook, LinkedIn, Yahoo, AOL, and Twitter had so much hate mail and so many people calling them up saying, what information are you giving the government? Why are you doing that? And what do they want to do? They don't want to lose the money they're making, the loyal people they have. They want to keep your information secure. And they're trying to come up with anything they can, encryption-wise, to prevent anybody from jumping on the networks. And they're trying to push back the government's requests to make sure that they say that they're reasonable when they come after information and that they're legal. Because it was June, so it was the summer when everybody's head exploded. It was June when they leaked the NSA documents that were published by The Guardian. It's always The Guardian, isn't it? The Guardian and The Washington Post, because Ed Snowden gave them so much information. That's where that information came from. And it showed that that information came from millions of customers, and the company didn't even know it in a lot of cases. So they were just getting the information. And they had no answers for this. The NSA just defends the surveillance. They say that you have to do this. How do you, don't you want to be safe? And we have to be able to go after what we feel are links to terror cells. And that if you have no connection to any of that, you don't have to worry. We're not even, if we have any of that information, we're not even looking at it. Remember that whole thing about we're not, it's billions and billions of pieces of information that we couldn't possibly look at. We're just looking for legitimate targets in the war on terror. So if we sweep this all up, then we're not looking at every individual piece, which I find hard to believe in some ways, because somebody's got to be going through this to try to connect the dots. And sometimes misinformation, a lot of times misinformation, is linked. That's the problem with some of the surveillance that the NSA is doing. But, I mean, we're over that, right? All of us realize that this is happening. And so what do we do about it? I mean, look, I applaud them in one sense for coming up with the letter and publishing it, because why? They have the big bucks to do that. And because their hides are on the line, they don't want somebody else to come by and pick off their customers. LinkedIn is getting bigger and bigger. Facebook just keeps exploding, and they're looking at how do they monetize more. You certainly know what's going on with Apple and Google and Microsoft. They're all biggies. And so they don't want to be left behind in the pile, because people that sign up for their mail or pay the premium, like on LinkedIn, to pop up more in job searches and whatnot, they don't want people to turn away from them, because with big numbers means bigger bucks, better chance of more advertisers to jump on board. And so, you know, they obviously don't like taking a bullet in the back and not having anyone to point to, since so much of that information, they had no clue that it was happening till Ed Snowden came along, took up all the information, took off for Hong Kong, ended up in Russia, and started calling The Guardian and then threw it into The Washington Post as well. What's so interesting about this is some of the first calls he said he made, people weren't so interested, like the New York Times, which they deny it. But he supposedly called somebody at the Times, and they would have had access to the information that he had swept up. So how about that? How many of you believe that if you are caught, if your information is caught up in this surveillance by the NSA that is just to protect the country, and you don't have to worry because they won't use your information. They are looking out for you. They will protect you. Until you get that strange knock at the door and you're trying desperately to defend yourself against you don't know what. The danger of that happening isn't really that far-fetched with bulk collection. I don't trust the whole idea of, hey, listen, you're swept up in the bulk collection, but we don't even go through that, and after 5 years, we get rid of it. Because all it takes is someone who has a name close to yours, somebody ripping off your identity, and there's all kinds of things that can get swept up in all of those companies that I just listed. And that's why, too, they know that. That's why they're coming up with an answer to it, saying, okay, go to the website, Reform Government Surveillance, and let's do this thing. Let's come up with a way to make sure that this is done correctly, the access to, the information, that the government should have limitations on their ability to compel a Yahoo, a Google, a Microsoft, for the need for data in limited circumstances. I don't see this whole transparency happening. I don't see this free flow of information. I don't see it going public. Doubtful. I don't see the avoiding of conflicts among governments over this. I don't see this happening at all. In fact, many are still stinging from what happened. So, of course, it's smart to put up the site. It's smart to pump out the letter. But I don't think you're going to see real reform. I don't know. You think we'll see real reform on that? Let's say it's like probably 25th on the list. For goodness sake, we can't even get a budget in D.C. Let's be serious. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you want to dive into this, what do you think? Is it enough of the spying, the NSA? Should there be massive limitations on this? I don't think it'll happen. I think it's conversation, but transparency is not going to happen. Yes, does it trample on constitutional rights? Go read the Constitution, and you can absolutely make a case for that. And if you're Google, if you're Facebook, if you're any of the biggies, of course you're going to say that, and you're going to put up a website. Because this is not good for business. It's not good, period, knowing that, we'll take a little of information here and we'll grab up some information here because we think this will be useful. And whatever it is that you're IMing, chatting about, any of that kind of stuff, boom, it could end up in this. Just think of it as a giant bin of information. A giant bin of information. It is scary to think of that, isn't it? It is scary. Because it's your privacy. It's your right to privacy. Personal emails. And we've gone through, as I said on this show, we've gone through the email list of words that would have you suddenly pop up on the radar of the NSA. So... some people are trying to do what they can to stop it. They're trying to figure out ways around the system, but you're not beating the NSA at that. They're culling information. They're culling data. That's why Google was so upset. That's why Yahoo. That's why all that I just explained, because they didn't even know it. They weren't aware, oh, yeah, by the way, we took this info from this day to that day or whatever it was. They didn't inform them, and I don't know that that's going to change. I doubt it. They may tweak it a little bit, but that's why I think General Alexander and the NSA was so infuriated, because they don't like the idea that they got caught with an overreach, even though people might have known and realized, yeah, we've talked about this before, that this is happening. But now that it was really in their face, it made people sit up and pay attention. In fact, that was one of the big stories of 2013. I said the other day we're going to talk about the big stories of 2013 and then what we see happening in 2014. And this was absolutely one of them. Ed Snowden was either hailed as a hero or a goat or a traitor or something in between. But everybody had opinions on Snowden. Someone said to me maybe about a month and a half ago at a party, oh, he's definitely coming back to the United States. And this was a super liberal guy that said this to me. He's definitely coming back to the United States. They'll embrace him. I'm like, whoa, are you paying attention to what's happening with the government? That's not happening with the Obama people. Are you kidding? They want to go after him and prosecute him and say that he dumped secret information into the hands of a lot of people, and it was classified, not so much secret, they call it classified information. It was a secret that was to that extent, but he signed a contract saying he wouldn't do that. That's part of the whole deal of contracting people out. They agreed to it. So that chunk of information that was out there, there's no way he ever comes back to the United States as a hero, even though you could say, listen, he's the ultimate whistleblower. He dumped all the info out there that stunned the nation, that created a huge buzz, that was one of the top stories of 2013, that put the NSA on record, that already has made them change a few of the things that they do, like not just handing info over to whoever it is, the contractor, that there has to be two people involved. That's for their protection, so that they don't have somebody walk away with a stick of information that could prove, you know what I'm talking about. All it takes is a couple of sticks of information in your pocket, and you download anything you can imagine on the thumb drives, and you're golden. You have the secrets to the NSA or to whatever organization, the State Department. Remember Bradley Manning and what he got. So Snowden comes back to the U.S., he's going on trial. I mean, absolutely. Jack Down Under says a whistleblower would not have run to China and Russia, which touche, he has a point in that. If he was a true whistleblower, couldn't he have gone to somebody and said, okay, here's all the information I have. That's what the definition of the whistleblower is. You're blowing the whistle on the company, you're blowing the whistle on the government, you're blowing the whistle on whoever. But then others would tell you, well, of course he can't do that because of his life, that somebody would try to assassinate him, whatever, that accidentally, his car would end up rolling down a ravine. So it depends on what you believe. You think the government, to shut your mouth, would do something like that? Do something threatening to you? Whether it was subtle or it was much more than subtle. Regardless, huge story, huge name in what happened this year, because NSA spying on all these other governments, personal information, the American people. I mean, it was just a big, big story. Even if you were aware of things, even if you were in the know, paying attention, listening to what was happening, that information, some of that information was out there. But I think once it was hit over the head, once people were hit over the head with it, it became even that much bigger. And it's interesting because the latest thing that has happened from Snowden, the latest info that's been now again, pushed out to a couple of papers, is these fantasy worlds. You know how they have the world of Warcraft and Second Life is a big thing, where you invent this personality and body type and everything else? They've been doing surveillance and scooping up information in the online games played by millions and millions of people, because they think that a terrorist or a criminal could use the games to communicate secretly, move money, plot attacks, that kind of stuff. So the digital avatars could really be jihadists, Muslim Brotherhood guys, whoever. And they decided they would go after that audience as well and snap up their information. So that's what they've done. They have had people that have been in there to be informers. That's crazy. Imagine you're a gamer guy, you're good at it, and you get recruited by the NSA to be a fake gnome or have a fake avatar personality so that you can gain the confidence of other players just in case there's a chance that this is how some fake identities and other things are happening. And think about that. Text chats, all that kind of stuff. Financial transactions could go through that way. So if they're concerned about it, online games would seem harmless, but it could be a way that you could communicate. So the NSA has said that. They've said it for 4 or 5 years, that this could be a huge network in plain sight. Because remember, it's about plain sight. So virtual games are a big opportunity. And all that information was part of what Snowden, the classified documents, what he downloaded. And now it's all out there. So The Guardian shared with the New York Times and some others some of the info, and the former gaming company employees and experts say that they didn't have any evidence of terrorist groups that would possibly look at their games as ways to communicate and plot, that they were, you know, the games were built by companies to make tons of money. So the players and their activities would be tracked. Because that's what the business is about, making money. And they didn't realize that there was surveillance happening with World of Warcraft or any of that kind of stuff. And some of them are trying just not to communicate. And, of course, the government is not really confirming or denying any of this, that they had gaming surveillance. But it is some of the information that he downloaded. So it's out there. It's stuff that came off of the NSA, you know, classified docs. So they certainly were thinking about it up to 2008 and beyond, that they've got to watch out for those people. That there's that American intelligence agencies and British agencies were worried that that's what was happening, because it would be an easy way to leak out information or to, again, move money. Well, you'd have to be good at gaming and hiding your identity and dealing with everything in between. But it's not that far-fetched. But the part is of this is spying on all those other people that are gaming and getting all their information. So now they also become part of this deal of being spied on by the NSA and not realizing that the surveillance included them, included your 17-year-old son, because he has an avatar in Second Life, or some of these college students, or even some of the other people who decide that they want to have that Second Life. Oh, my, oh, my. All right, coming up around the bend, we are hitting the mailbag.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and TraumaMax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. TraumaMax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Once again, a ton of mail as we head to the mail room and check the important stuff.
You have mail, mistress.
Yep, I always say, send us your thoughts, americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, just like that, you are in. This one from Keith, and he says, Kate, I can't believe what's happening in Washington, D.C., or I can't believe the lack of what's happening in Washington, D.C. You say it on the air, it's almost like we're just tired of it all. Too bad we can't clear the board. However, how many times in history has that been said? And look what happens. The change that you think you're getting is not the change in reality that you end up with representing you. Isn't that true? The problem is what I said. One is I think that these guys aren't spending enough time in Washington, and that you should be held accountable for votes. You should be there for more votes. They should have a reading period for bills. They should narrow the scope of what they're working on. So in other words, whatever the, it's just like if you work in a company and you have to make the company hum along, well, there's 50 things you can work on, but you got to really drill it down to a couple or you're not going to accomplish any of them. It's almost like that. That's what it is. It's that there are too many things that are flying around that they're trying to grab a hold of, and then nothing seems to get accomplished. It's just like the thing with the budget. It's Band-Aid after Band-Aid, and we've got to stop that process. You have to have a budget. And why are we always in panic mode? It just makes absolutely no sense to me. All right, here's one from Graham who says, Kate, I don't know what these people are talking about when they talk about healthcare.gov. I'm totally serious about this. Yes, I'm a lifelong Democrat, but it doesn't have anything to do with politics. I am an entrepreneur. I signed up through a healthcare exchange. I had no problems whatsoever. Now, I didn't go through healthcare.gov. I did go through an exchange, and I didn't have a problem. I live in Kentucky, and it was smooth as silk. And I think it's that much better. Mine didn't go up. The coverage looks to be better to me. I had a long conversation with someone from Blue Cross Blue Shield. So maybe I'm an anomaly, but I would have to assume that other people are having some successes as well. Just wanted you to know. I wanted to kick in my two cents. Hey, Ben, thanks for sending that. You know, I always say this. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. It's not even about the politics on the whole Obamacare Affordable Health Care Act. It's what are you, I want to know the stories. I want to know what's happening to you. Are we really getting the true feeling of the struggles? Is it more struggle than it is smooth? And I have to say, from everybody I've talked to, it's more struggle than smooth. So if it's not a struggle for you, then bravo. You're one of the people that's on the other side of this, that you haven't had a problem, and you're not seeing ridiculous hikes in your premium. So that's, I mean, hey, by all rights, that's a good thing. This one from Steve in Illinois. Kate, it is so bloody cold in Illinois. You would not believe it. The state as a whole. I had to go up to Chicago the other day to visit some family, and I'm telling you, it was freezing. Yes, there was snow to deal with, but it wasn't about the snow. It was about my face falling off. I had a hat on. I had gloves on. I even had a stinking scarf on. It was so cold. Well, you know what? You're not alone in that. Across the board in parts of the Midwest, in the East, people are talking about that. I guess it depends on the temperatures. It is definitely really, really cold in Illinois. They're saying like 4 degrees, something like that. Depends on what time of day. So I feel ya. I understand. I have not been in cold weather like that in a very long time. I was in the single digits at one point over the weekend, and it was freezing. But Illinois might actually get the award for the coldest. No, I take that back. I think the Dakotas right now are probably the worst. And here's another one. This one is from Bill. And Bill says, America Tonight, listen to the show, love it. Here's my question. Iran, what about these stinking sanctions? I love the expressions, how you're getting animated from one to the next. What about the sanctions with Iran? Do you really think the president of Iran is going to stick to his part of the deal? Or do you think that in the end, we're going to end up holding the bag? Well, I hope we don't end up holding the bag. I really do. I hope that doesn't happen. But, you know, on the Hill, there's a group of senators that are working on an agreement on tougher sanctions for Iran, in the complete opposition of what's happened at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And they're doing this as part of that accord that was, remember, the whole deal that was struck with Tehran and five other world powers, the U.S. included in that, at curbing the whole nuclear thing, right? But the Senate deal would have more sanctions in it, and that would begin in 6 months, and it wouldn't allow for the enrichment of uranium. Because, see, that's the whole thing. They're saying, okay, the 6 months is up, boom, here you go. Let's see what happens now. Because once the sanctions were lifted, naturally for Iran, it was like money fell from the sky, especially when it came to oil and gas. And can we trust that actually this whole deal will work out where they're not doing the enrichment of uranium to get nuclear warheads? I mean, how much do you believe that? The president, of course, and the Secretary of State, Kerry, are saying that any more sanctions would undermine the interim deal that they got done in Geneva after the fact that they had some time, some hassle getting it through, and that this is a bad deal because you got to give Iran time to chew on it. Yeah, I don't know. I would say I'd be concerned about it. I mean, Rouhani sounds good. He seems like he's holding out the olive branch, but it is Iran. And you have to look at the history of that country and, you know, do you believe what he's saying or do you think he's a great con man? Could be a little bit of both. Could be a little bit of a con man, I have to say that. All right, let's go to this one from Brad. Brad says, Kate, I cracked up laughing when you were talking about the San Diego mayor. What a scumbag he was. Duh. How does he think that he's going to come on to all those women and nobody's going to say anything? I'm surprised he lasted as long as he did. Yeah, it's interesting you sent a note about that. I did mention him on the last show. He was actually sentenced on Monday to 90 days in home confinement, 3 years probation officially. And he had a bunch of fines, about $1,500 for assaulting three women while he was in the office of the mayor. He pled guilty a couple of months ago to grabbing three different women at campaign events or at City Hall. And I mean, one of them was a nun. So they're going to put a GPS monitoring deal on him. It's going to track where he's going into confinement. He has therapy appointments, religious services, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's crazy because he was in Congress for 20 years. Go figure what was going on then. I mean, he was only elected mayor in 2012. Mm-mm. Here's one from Georgie Boy who says, boy, it is cold, 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 my friend. Texas should have been closed. I live in central Texas, and the ice storms were everywhere, especially in some small towns. It was tough. It was stupid to leave your house unless you absolutely had to, because even the smallest patches of ice made you slip off the road. I saw a lot of people who were stranded. I tried to give them a hand as much as I could since I have me a big old truck. But even in that kind of ride, it wasn't very fun throughout the entire weekend. I think a lot of it has melted. That's good news. And hopefully the ice stays away and this is the worst that we get. Yeah, hopefully so. It's different ice versus snow versus cold versus mixing them all up. I'll take snow any day. I'll take a blizzard over ice because the ice is tricky, especially when you get that black ice. And so you think you're okay, and you think even after a storm, a couple days later, you're okay, and you just hit the wrong patch, and before you know it, you're spinning out, and you see this, and then people are hitting other people, and they're just not expecting it. They think it's over with. And it's not, because some of it refreezes, and depending on the temperatures, and I think that has been the biggest thing for people to grapple with, probably in Texas. All right, here's the last one. This one from Skip, who says, God bless Nelson Mandela. I'm so glad that the U.S. is going to have a big delegation going to his celebration. They should be there, absolutely. Is there any doubt that this man was a mover and a shaker in the true peace movement? How do you forgive somebody after they've tortured you, confined you, and took away your voice for really, or tried to, for 27 years? I don't know that I would come out and be that generous. And certainly, he is the grandfather of trying to really end apartheid. Yeah, don't forget, too, the first president, first black African president, South African president, and the fact that he kept his oppressors close and tried to include them is absolutely amazing. 91 total world leaders in South Africa to honor Nelson Mandela. What a tribute. Remember, you can let your thoughts fly, too. Just send them to me at americatonight.net.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.